Why accents are hard to unlearn on today's Moment of Science. Say you're a police detective with a murder to solve. The victim was killed with a Statue of Liberty figurine, so you suspect the murderer came from New York. Your two prime suspects are in the interrogation room. One hails from New York, the other from Big Sandy, Texas. Both claim to be the innocent Texan. Which is the New Yorker? Start them talking, then arrest the one with a New York accent. Why is it so hard to disguise or unlearn an accent? As an intellectual problem, it seems pretty easy. For example, you might coach our New Yorker to simply pronounce his R's, New York, not New York. But moving from theory to practice is often difficult. How come? The answer has to do with the way we learn language in the first place. Learning a language is a lot more than learning a bunch of pronunciation rules. It's also a matter of training the speech muscles of your mouth, throat, and lungs. After we're 6 years old, it becomes harder to learn new ways of making sound. The way our speech muscles produce vowels and consonants becomes somewhat fixed, as do our overall speech patterns of intonation and rate. Changing your accent isn't an intellectual problem at all. It's a matter of learning a whole new set of muscle controls. To expect someone to quickly learn a new accent would be like expecting them to quickly master a perfect backhand swing if they've never played tennis before. Explaining the rules simply won't do it. It takes determination, patience, and a lot of practice. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom, with help from Raquel Anderson in Speech and Hearing Sciences. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.